Hey guys, and welcome to my podcast, Not Old Teens. I am very glad to be talking to you guys today, and I hope you guys are having a good week, and let's get straight into my podcast. So, I have added updates on Maya, like I've been saying that for the last two episodes, but I did add updates on Maya so I can talk about my personal life to an extent. And I just wanted to say it was on my list. So the last two times I've done updates on Maya, I've been talking about my volleyball tournament. So I had a volleyball tournament. It was pretty good. It was fun. It was definitely fun to like play again, even though we have to wear masks, which is like, I'm glad that we can even play with masks because that's like the most important part is keeping everyone safe. But that was totally fun. Very exhausting though. Also, I talked about, sorry, my ears are kind of plugged and I was trying to... Okay, sorry if I'm not going to try to sniffle a lot because that annoys me, and I don't know if that annoys you, but sometimes that annoys me, and I'm not sick, but, like, I have really bad allergies right now, and it's because, like, it was really hot, no, it was really cold in our house, and then it got hot, so whenever the weather changes, I just get, my allergies just act up, so sorry if I sound a little weird, but I have the energy to record, so of course I'm going to record. The other thing is thrift books. I talked about thrift books, like, on, like, a couple episodes ago, maybe the last one or the one before that, and I talked about it was my first time recording, or the first time ordering from thrift books, and I am gonna do it again when I have money, like, when I save up my money. I've been, like, literally... buying so many books. Like, I FaceTimed my friend the other day and she's talking about this book that she liked, and I was like, yes, like, because she got the book because I got the book, and she was like, did you finish reading it, because I know you read fast, and I was like, no, I haven't even started it, because I was reading this other book, because I literally have, no kidding, 15 books that I have bought in the last like week or 2 weeks. And they're all on my TBR, which is TBR is like to be read. So I have a lot of books on my TBR. And I'm trying to save my money because I want to buy this specific book. But I'm not going to buy it until like you know, I read some of the other books that I have. But I bought 4 books from Thrift Books for $20 with free shipping. Which was really good because, like, even though they're used because they're, like, thrift books, like, in the name, they are in super good condition, like, really good condition. But the only thing was, like, I ordered it on a Monday, and I didn't get, like, I got 2 of the books, like, a week later. But then the other 2 books, it took, like, 2 weeks for them to even say that it was, like, shipped somewhere. Which also, I know it was from Texas. And there's a lot of things, like, I definitely pray for the people in Texas right now because they're going through a lot. So I'm not, like, unaware of what's happening. So that might be why it just took so long for it to come. But, like, I really liked it. Like, it was cheap and they're in good condition. And I don't mind my books not being new. I just want to read. So, yeah. I also have been watching WandaVision. And I don't understand people that watch WandaVision without watching other Marvel movies because, like, how do you know what's happening? But if you don't know what WandaVision is, if you have Disney Plus, then it's basically this show about this woman named... Okay, I don't want to go, like, into really... big details about it, but just look it up. It's called WandaVision. It's really good. You need backstory, but also I guess you really don't need backstory, but some parts you're like, wait, I don't understand, but it's really good. I saw like a TikTok that said it takes like millions of dollars. It's like the most expensive TV show, and there's only 9 episodes. So it takes millions and millions of dollars an episode, which is crazy, but... You know, I've been watching that with my sister and my dad. My mom doesn't understand, but, yeah. And then okay, 2 more things on my list. 1, I have been driving a lot of places. Like, you guys will be proud of me to see how much I've been driving. I have improved on my driving a lot. I am not as scared to get on the road anymore. I have not gone in the freeway And I do have a driving class, my second driving class tomorrow, so I will update you guys to tell you if I went on the freeway or not, because one of my friends told me that on her second class, she went on the freeway, but I thought on my fourth class, or the third class that I go on the freeway. So, I am very scared for that tomorrow, but I'm also ready because I really love the instructor. She's really nice, and she makes me very comfortable driving, which is, like, the main thing. So yeah, once I get on that freeway, I'm gonna be gone. I'm gonna be driving. I'm gonna be like, okay, let's tell my mom, get in the car. Let's go drive, you know, so I can go get my license. But then my last thing is, I was gonna complain. I had a phase where I would just be so, I'd complain about everything. And I feel like everybody goes through that phase, honestly, but I used to have a phase where I used to complain about literally everything and not realize how blessed I was, but I'm over that. But also, I still feel the need to complain about school. So, this is going longer than I thought it would be, but my episodes have been getting a little bit longer lately. Oh, well. But, school. I am very, like, I'm not gonna be like, oh my gosh, I'm so good at school, but I am very excellent at school. I get good grades. I strive to be the best, even though I know perfectionists can't, that's not possible, but I strive to be the best. I challenge myself. I do all of that kind of things. So I'm in very advanced classes, and I plan to do that to the rest of my high school, like doing full IB diploma next year and everything. But, school online, I love online school, but I also hate it, honestly. A lot of people, like, I like the flexibility that it gives me. I like that I can, take a break to just go to the bathroom whenever I want, eat whenever I want, take my dog on a walk during my breaks and everything. I love the freedom that online school gives me, but, it's hard for me to learn, and my grades have not suffered. My grades have not suffered because of this, because I just go with the 40-minute, how long is the Zoom calls? I don't even know, but the 50-minute, 40-minute Zoom call, I go through that, take my notes, and then reteach myself the lesson, because I cannot seem to understand or grasp the context when the teacher's read it or do it, because it's so, I feel like I'm more of like a hands-on learner. We don't do hands-on things in online school, and it's just really hard, honestly. It's really hard, and I don't want to sugarcoat it. I don't want this podcast to be something that I'm only talking about positive things and only saying good things in my life and stuff, because I want to be real. And honestly, school is hard, and I am counting down the days until spring break, and I've never done that before. I've never counted down the days for school to be over, because usually I enjoy it, but I think it's just I'm used to grasping stuff easily, or just talking to my teacher in real life and them showing me, but it's very much harder online school, and I don't want to get answers wrong sometimes, so sometimes I don't input answers, but then I realize, like, if I'm inputting answers and getting them wrong, that helps me learn. But also sometimes I'm too embarrassed to get something wrong, which is like something I need to work on. And I know other people feel the same. But yeah, it is hard. And me complaining about that, yet there's people in Texas that can't even go to school right now because of everything that's happening. There's first graders and second graders that have to learn how to read over the screen. So putting not me trying to downplay my situation, but also knowing that there's people going through worse things than me. So just being aware of that is very key to living a good life. But yeah, that's updates on me. So let's get into Book of the Week. So Book of the Week is A Love-Hate Thing by Whitney D. Granson. And I will give the description of the book, of course, from Goodreads, love Goodreads, before I give my opinion. So the description says, when Tyson Trice finds himself tossed into the wealthy coastal community of Pacific Hills, he's ready for the questions, the stares, and the feelings of not belonging. Not that he cares. After recovering from being shot and surviving the rough streets of Lindwood, he doesn't care about anyone or anything, much less how the rest of his life will play out. Golden Girl, Nadia Smith, will spend most of her life building the pristine image that it takes to fit in where she comes from, her hometown, Specific Hills. Where image is everything. After learning that her parents are taking in troubled teen boy, Nadia fears her summer plans, as well as her reputation, will go up in flames. Now with Trice living under the same roof, the wall between their bedrooms feels as thin as the line between love and hate. Their growing attraction won't be denied. The time Trice brings Nadia out of her shell, and Nadia attempts to melt the ice that's taken Trice's heart and being, only with the ever-present pullback to the Lindwood streets. It will be wonder if Trice makes it through the summer at all. So, great description. This is a Black author, Black History Month. I don't know if this is my last, like, this, I'm not only gonna, like, do Black. Like I said, this how I'm not gonna only do Black authors because it's February, but, I think this is my last one for Black History Month. But a lot of people have been liking, like, on BookTok is TikTok, that's for books, for book people. A lot of people have been into enemies to lovers, books, you know, and this is kind of that, but it is not my favorite one at all. I give it an overall rating of a 7 out of 10. It's not the best thing that I've read. It has a great, interesting backstory, but the main characters I didn't enjoy, and it was very stereotypical, and you can probably tell that from knowing that this is a Black author and assuming that the two characters are Black, and then knowing the description that I just said. Yeah, it reminds me of All American without the football. So if you don't know what All American is, it's a football show on CW, I think, and I love that show. Like, I enjoy it. It has a lot of stereotypes also, and a lot of the I don't know when this book came out. I reread it before I did this, and I got it, like, a while ago. I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure it was during quarantine, probably, like, mid of last year, like, a few months after March. I mean, act like I can't count my months. After school got shut down and everything, and we went into quarantine. I think that's when I got it. And I'm trying to think. I know that I don't know when this book came out, and I don't know when All American came out, but they're so similar that I feel like if the All American came out before the book, then it was inspired by that, or the other way around, because it just reminds me of it so much. So if you like All American, then, but if you like All American for the football, don't read this book. But if you like All American because of the characters and the backstory and everything, then you could read this book. The good thing is that I finished it in a day, both times that I got it, the day that I reread it before this podcast, and the day that I got it, just because it's so catchy. Like, it has so much, it's catchy, and it makes you want to read it. It makes you want to know what happens next. Even though you assume you know what happens next, and you're probably right, you still want to read it. So, yeah, go read it if you want. It's called A Love-Hate Thing by Whitney D. Granson. And yeah, that was Book of the Week, and let's get to the second part of my show. Hey guys, and welcome to the second part of my podcast, Let's Really Talk, where we really talk about mental health. I say this every week, like, mental health things, mental health related struggles, anything really. And this Let's Really Talk, you guys saw by the title, called Not All Teens Have a Hobby. So this is really interesting to me because I was talking to my mom about what I wanted to talk about this week, and I brought her like two or three ideas, and she liked this one the most. So I was like, okay, like I'll do it. And then I also kept seeing this TikTok that was talking about the five hobbies that you should have, like as a human in general, like five hobbies that you should have. And that was really interesting to me because I was like, do I actually have five hobbies? So then I did some research to find these five hobbies on different websites. I will say the websites in a second. But also, during the pandemic and quarantine, a lot of people have been picking up hobbies, and I feel like that was a given because we were at home so much. And I thought of this podcast while I was during the pandemic. Well, I thought of this podcast like in October-ish, which is technically still during the pandemic because we're still in a pandemic. So remember to wear your mask always. Even if you have a vaccine, please still wear your mask. But this podcast was a hobby that I picked up during the pandemic. And I know a lot of other people have too, which is super cool. But yeah, so all my information is because it's coming from a Buzz article, not BuzzFeed, but Buzz article. And also a blog called, I don't know how to say it. I'm really bad at pronouncing. It's like Shane's World. Well, I'm going to spell it out and you're going to be like, that's not how you say it. But it's C-H-I-G-I apostrophe S world. And I found this information on those two articles and blogs. So if you want to like read more into it, of course, go do that. So let's get right into it. So there's five hobbies that I found that are like the five hobbies that you should have. The first one is a creative hobby. So I call it Nat, not all teens. This podcast is my creative hobby. My sister does a lot of different things. She does art. She does Roblox. That's a creative hobby. She does a lot of different things. My mom does like makes things like heat presses things that are super cool, and she makes clothing. And my dad is a beat producer, like makes beats and stuff. So those are all creative hobbies, which are super cool, and I'm glad that we all have our own little thing. My brother does not have a creative hobby because he cannot even speak a full sentence, but having a creative like outlet is a great way to express yourself, and it also just makes you feel whole, and it makes you feel like you have a purpose. Because I know, like, when I didn't have this and my only hobby was another hobby, a sport, a shape hobby that I'm going to talk about in a second, but I felt like my only hobby was doing sports, I honestly didn't really feel like I had a purpose other than doing sports in school. So it's always great to find a creative hobby and get your creative juices flowing. And honestly, I do not see myself as a very creative person. Like, I can't, I feel like everything I do is very technical, very writing, science, all that kind of stuff. But I guess this is kind of creative, so yeah, creative hobby. The next thing is a money hobby. I do not have this, but a lot of people do. I feel like a money hobby is really just a hobby that makes you money. So anything really, just like selling clothes, selling items, doing YouTube, creating content for others to pay for, just anything is that makes you money is a money hobby. Really, I'm not sure if a money hobby would be a job. I guess it could. Those are both in the same group. I didn't really do a lot of research on that part, but I guess a money hobby and a job is kind of the same thing, and I don't have a money hobby or a job, so yeah. In the long run, it will make you money, so make sure to save that money, because I've been learning how to save my money so I can buy more books, but also saving it because I have to save money. So yes. The third one is a knowledge hobby. Something that makes you gain knowledge. This podcast makes me gain knowledge because I always do research on what I'm going to talk about, so I don't say anything that's not true or anything that cannot be backed up by evidence, unless it's my opinion or my experience. So these things come from like something that I read to give me knowledge about it to say to you guys. So this podcast is like my knowledge hobby. I talk about it all the time, but I love to read. I literally talk about books on this podcast, but reading is a knowledge hobby. I love to do it more for my own enjoyment than for school. The other one that I just said was literally living is a knowledge hobby because you learn something. Like, I feel like you learn something new every day. I feel like I do learn something new every day. I feel like that little phrase is very exaggerated sometimes, but honestly, you can find something new about yourself every day or something new about something else. So we're really always learning, which is really cool. And also just living as a teenager, you're learning a lot, literally so many things. So like a new language, a new skill, or simply just something to keep yourself informed about like world history, the news, what's happening. Literally everything is a knowledge hobby. The fourth one is a, I put shape hobby, which is basically like getting in shape hobby, healthy, well not healthy, but like working out hobby, kind of, something that keeps you active. I work out like downstairs in my garage and running outside and everything. And I also play volleyball. So those things are my active, burped. Sorry, that sounded really weird. That's my active, keeping me in shape hobby. 100%, people are always like, if you're depressed, go outside. And I've always thought like, okay, how are you just going to tell somebody that's depressed to go outside and they're going to be 100% better? Because I feel like everybody's depression is different and you can't just fix it by telling them to go outside. But I also believe that it can help. Going outside does help when you're sad. Doing something to get your heart rate moving and not fixating on something that you're sad about. And this is going into a whole nother topic. Oh my gosh. But keeping yourself in shape and just making sure you're active is a hobby. When I work out, when I don't feel like working out, but I know I should just to keep myself happy, you know, and keep myself active, I make really good playlists for myself. Maybe one day I will drop my Apple Music, but for some reason I'm very insecure about the music that I listen to. It's not like bad, but I don't know why I just have that insecurity. But I make fun playlists that I love the music that I love to listen to now, or just like in general. I just make a playlist so I can have motivation. It definitely helps when you're running because you're like, okay, I love this song. I guess I have to run a little bit faster because that's what it does for me. The last hobby is give back hobby. And it's like giving back to your community, giving back to somebody that is less fortunate than you. Or in that case, in like that, especially during the pandemic and everybody going through a lot of hardships, is important to give back to your community and to others. I have to do community service for my school, for like school, but also besides that, I've done food banks and things in the past, but honestly, I want to do more, and that's on me. That's not like anything like I blame on anybody else. That's me, that I need to do research on things that I can do despite the pandemic happening. I can still do other things. So definitely in the next podcast, if I find something that's good, I will definitely keep you guys updated so you guys can also do it. But just to remember to give to those who are less privileged than you. Less fortunate than you, and just serve others who need support, because if it was other way around, you would want it that way. So the five hobbies: creative hobby, money hobby, knowledge hobby, working out / in shape hobby, and give back hobby. Think of those, try to fill in your hobby bucket with some of these and some of the examples that I've used. And yeah, thank you for listening to my Let's Really Talk, and let's get to the last part of my pod. Thank you. Hey guys, and welcome to the last part of my podcast, What's on My Mind, where I talk about what's on my mind. So I wanted to talk about nudes, specifically the pressure that teens experience with sending them to another individual. So this is something that's common, very common. Teens are pressured to send nudes all the time to other people, like not saying any, like each, like not saying like boys only asking girls, like girls asking boys, or like depending on your pronouns or like how you identify, people asking each other. So my opinion is, I've never been in a relationship and I've never been in a serious one, so I don't understand a level of trust that you can have with someone else. And maybe like one day I will experience like a trust like that, I guess. I don't know. Ew. Sorry, I did not even want to say that. That's so... Okay, pretend like I didn't say that. But, no. Like, if you want to... Like, I'm not saying anything that's, like, beating somebody else down for it. Because everybody has their own experiences, and everybody can do whatever they want to do, and everybody has their different mindset. So if you do, that's fine. Like, I'm not judging you for it at all. But I have, like, been asked for nudes, and I've been, someone has been tried to persuade me and peer pressure me into doing it, and it's not fun at all. It's very, it's not a fun, like, feeling. It's not, being pressured to do anything is not fun at all. It's very, it can be very traumatizing, and, like, don't feel pressured to do it, and don't fault anybody else, like how I was saying earlier. Don't fault them because they did it, because everybody has a different mindset. And also, it can be, you can be, it's, oh my gosh, sorry. As a teenager, honestly, it's easy to be manipulated by love. And I've never experienced love with another person, and I know book love because I've read about it 1,000 times, but I don't know the real love. So I don't know. I know that it can be easy to be manipulated and easy to be peer pressured. So just remember that, like, if you trust that person, it should be your choice to do it, and not somebody asking you and begging you and threatening you to do it. And remember that, like, anything that you send can be easily shown to someone else and easily be put on the internet. And as a lot of people say, once it goes on the internet, it cannot be deleted because people see it, you know? And I learned in middle school, when we were learning about this specifically, that you can sue someone if they expose your nudes for child pornography. So if somebody did that to you, that's a long time that person will be in jail for. So remember that. And if you're like doing it or something, like whatever, just remember to think twice and then think twice again before doing it. It's a crazy, like, I'm not gonna come up here and say, oh my gosh, don't do that, da 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 da, because I feel like this is just the time that we live in, and even though it can be very damaging and it can be very traumatizing and things, I can't just, like, say that, you know, because it's not, like, reality. It's not something that can just easily be saying, like, I can easily say this and it go away. It's just the reality that we live in. And just remember to just think before you do it, okay? Yes, yes, okay. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Go follow my Instagram, my TikTok, and Twitter at NotOldTeens. Go leave comments on my website if you want. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.